We know that lots of things are good for us. And then there are things that are good for us that we might not know about. And it turns out art might help us to heal. Ann Holmbeck is here. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so excited about what you're doing. Art helps people to heal. Explain what it is that you're doing, as I think you're a retired school teacher, correct?
Yes, I am. I was a Chicago public school teacher at Walt Disney Magnet School, and after I retired, I decided to start volunteering at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, developing arts and crafts activities for the patients. And it was there that I noticed that only the younger children seemed to participate in the activities, and they were more interested in the donations that were there. And I became concerned about the teens because, you know, it was hard to find them. And it was then that I got this idea to start a charity that would provide activities and materials for these kids.
Well, and, which is terrific. So,
thank you.
We know that laughter is the best medicine, as they say, and there's actually truth to that. We know that dogs going into hospitals like Lurie's, in fact, there's a program, Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy, that I talked about earlier this morning on my pet show, that does go into Lurie's with dogs. And there are amazing true stories. They're not stories. I hate to use that word. Things that have happened because a patient has pet a dog. There's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference they make.
It elevates them. It gets them to stop thinking about their problems. Mm-hmm. If they're in pain, the dog helps them relax. And it's like that with art as well.
That's what I'm getting to. So we also know that singing, la 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 la, you know, I mean, but better than that, maybe. But or hearing music actually helps, even more than what you just said, actually helps to heal. And that's the name of your group, Art Helps Heal. How did you learn that art actually helps to do that?
Well, as an art teacher, and I've also taken art therapy classes, so even in the public schools, there's kids with problems, and I noticed that by working, they can work out their problems through art activities, and even if they're not physically ill, I mean, art has so many healing characteristics, and it's really important.
All right, so what would be something, what is it about art? I mean, you're talking to someone that has no artistic talent whatsoever, even on a good day. So what is it about art, or trying to even construct something that isn't very good, but you're not going to tell them that maybe, or maybe you do, I assume you don't. How is that beneficial? Do you have any idea?
Well, they're engaged in an activity. They're making decisions. They're thinking about what colors and what materials they're going to use. They're thinking about how they're going to create something, and it just transports them to another realm.
Do you have any examples of how this has mattered, where someone, maybe at Lurie's Children's Hospital, has been transformed by doing something artful?
Well, one of the first kids that we gave our backpacks to was a young lady with some serious health issues, and we gave her a backpack, which is there's 6 activity books with all the materials that are needed to. They think there's over 100 projects altogether, and she dug into the bag and she started drawing. And she started a project where she was drawing these beautiful drawings of hands with IVs attached to them. And she would go around the hospital asking people to pose, and she was drawing their hands. She did a whole montage of these drawings. And then she went home for a while, for a few months. She came back for more treatments and brought the backpack with her and continued to use it. It was in her room, and she felt that it was important enough for her to bring it back and to continue working.
Now, you can deliver the backpacks with all the materials, I suppose, to Lurie's, but because of the COVID restrictions. I'm assuming you can't actually go in, do hands-on instruction or anything like that. So
we haven't been able to do that since the pandemic. And we're at 7 hospitals. In addition to Lurie, we're at the Shirley Ryan, Shriners, Rush, Comer, University of Chicago, and La Rabida. And, during the pandemic, the backpacks are a little big, and the hospitals we still got requests. We still gave out 58 backpacks, but we decided to pivot and break it down into smaller projects, and we called them art healing kits. And we've done, every 2 months, we do a new set. There's about 5 activities in the bag with all the materials. And these are quality materials. So these kids, when they work, they get very good results. And that's also important, that they get satisfaction from what they do. And the healing kits were very popular. We send out a notice to the 7 hospitals, and within 10 minutes, half of the hospitals respond and say that they would like them. So each time we've assembled about 150 kits.
That's very cool. That's very nice.
So now that COVID's, sort of on the wane, we're hoping to continue with the backpacks. But all 7 of our hospitals make repeated requests. They get new patients in, and they get a new teen in, and they feel that this kid would benefit from a backpack, and then they give us a call, and we deliver the backpacks to them. When it's possible, we have in-service workshops with the kids, and then we do a few projects with them. Usually some of the hospitals have a teen room or an art room, and then when we're done, we give them their backpack to take back with them.
Are you looking for volunteers? And I know you're a not-for-profit, so you're always looking for donations, but are you also looking for volunteers who can maybe donate materials or themselves?
Yes, they can go on our website, and we have information if they want to contact us. We'd be happy to hear from them. I will also have a fundraiser. Can I plug that?
Sure.
Okay, we have... on September 26th, we are having a jazz brunch fundraiser at Uncommon Ground, and we're featuring the Misters. They are CPS music teachers, and they're going to play with Ben Spangler on the keyboard. It's the Uncommon Ground on Devon, and it's $50 from 11:30 to 2.
And not Ben Spangler on the keyboards. Wow. What is your website?
It's arthelpsheal.org.
Arthelpsheal,
H-E-E-A-L.
E-A-L. Yeah, it's not like the dog healing beside you, H-E-E-L. That's not it. It's Arts Help Heal. Thank you very much, Ann Holenbrook. I appreciate talking to you. Thank you. And thank you for the work that you do, seriously. You know, I love to feature these not-for-profits and volunteers and volunteer organizations. It's amazing how so many people have stepped up or pivoted as a result of the pandemic. And that's exactly what Bobby Morelli has done. He pivoted, he had one career, and now the hottest restaurant in Chicago. Pretty cool.